pit.
Coach, how's it feel to get number one in the books there and take care of biz, especially in front of the home crowd?
Doesn't really matter where it is. We expect the home crowd to really be as loud as their home crowd.
Quick's play tonight.
Yeah, he was really, really good. You know, it was something you always look at when you have some time between series. And you're never really concerned about it, quite honest, because last series, everybody was wondering, except the locker room, how he was going to play after game one and game two. And so it's not really, you just expect that. We know that both teams have goalies that are going to give both teams a chance.
Coach, why was your penalty kill successful tonight?
There was only two. Was there one or two to kill? That's usually... So as I said this morning, they had lots of practice out of last series.
Did you get a look at the... Coach, did you get a look at the Torres hit on Stahl?
No.
Any comment on it?
Well, we weren't resting him, and he didn't come back.
I ask you about Richards. Seemed the matchup with the Richards on Thornton, and each sort of had their shifts depending on the time of the game. But yeah. Mike's really so far bringing that level up again.
Yeah, he just steps up. It's refreshing to see guys like that. That when it's a big game, they step up, and he did last series, and I think he was our. Yeah, he did. He led our team in points last series. And I thought him and Jeff and King were really effective tonight.
Coach asked a couple of the guys in the room there. They were talking about you need to work on a few things, especially in your own zone, to ask the coach specifically. So I'm asking you specifically, what do you think?
I think you always have things to work on. I don't know if anybody is perfect.
Anything specific at all?
No.
Coach Voinov continues to
seem to get shots through.
Yeah.
Right? They're not going to give you much. They pound down and there's low and there's five guys down low and you got to try and get pucks through the net. And both of them were that. And if you look at it, we changed the first goal, we changed lines to win a faceoff. Jeff wins a faceoff, get the puck out. We go down the ice, Mike makes a great play at the blue line, Slava falls up, but the most important part of it is you win the draw and you get guys going to the net at the other end. The second goal is actually the very same guys in front of the net, and you shoot it through the net, and Richie, I think, did he get credit for it?
Yeah.
So, you know what, that's how you score goals in the playoffs.
But now that's three goals and three game winners for him. I mean, he's just... Right place, right time?
Well, in my memory, one was an overtime goal. It's down the side, joining the rush. The one tonight is a shot, joining the rush with traffic in front. And the other one was, there was actually nine guys in front of the net, and the other one was the only goal we scored.
So. Coach, what about the momentum swing in the third period?
Pardon?
The momentum swing in the third period?
Who's momentum?
I mean, San Jose took a lot of... they got a lot of shots in the third.
Well, generally, when you have a 2-0 lead in the playoffs going into the third period, and it's generally the team that's down generally pours it on.
What specifically did you like the most about this game tonight?
I think we stuck with it. I think we had to play through losing a centerman, so you're down a guy. You had to move guys around in the third period, and... pretty well it. Not much difference. They're a veteran team. They're going to come at us. We get some young guys that are going to experience their way through it.
Coach, there was another zero on the scoreboard giving up against at home. What has led to, in your opinion, the strong starts in keeping the opponent off the scoreboard at home from late March on?
I just thinking about against St. Louis. I think we want to have a good start, so we want to try to have an identity. We want to try and not take penalties. We want to try and be strong on the walls. We want to try and use four lines. We want to try and use six defensemen. You can, if everybody's doing that at home, you have a chance to do that.
Daryl, it's always important to stay out of the box, but how important is it even more in this series? That power play unit looks phenomenal.
We don't take penalties. Last year, it's lowest penalized team in the league was the Los Angeles Kings. So we expect the penalties to be even, and we expect it to be low. You can play a physical game without taking penalties. Generally, stick infractions are not good penalties, and you try not to take penalties in the offensive zone. And that basically takes care of a lot of business when you think about it. You don't take penalties 200 feet or 160 feet from your goalie, and you don't take stick fouls. You pretty much leave it to the referees to allow clean, legal plays.
What's Stoll's availability for game two?
Pardon?
What's Stoll's availability for game
two? You know what?
I
didn't play Jarrett in the third period, and he wasn't resting, and so that pretty well tells you, doesn't it? You ask that question about injuries every day. You get here early. See who's on the ice, see who's not, then you know. That's who's available and who isn't. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah. Some of the Sharks were talking about difficulty getting in front of the net because your guys were counting against the board. Is that an underrated part of the game?
Well, we know they're going to forecheck and they got some big guys up front, and they're guys that are going to compete offensively to do all that, to get out of the corner, to get to the front, all those things. So you have to do a good job against it. And tonight we did.